This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. The Cleveland Browns today will introduce their new general manager. 32-year-old Andrew Berry becomes the youngest GM in NFL history and is the league's second current African-American to hold the position. Terry, the Browns' front office now has three Ivy League graduates.
The feeling is that Andrew Berry is a sort of some, you know, egghead from Harvard, as they say, the old cliché. But he also was a football player at Harvard. He did try out with the Washington Redskins, the NFL. And he's kind of looking at, do I go into business or I go into football? And he makes some contacts, and he started out actually as a scout with the Indianapolis Colts, where he went out and scouted players. In other words, he wasn't in an office in front of a computer all the time.
This is a reunion of sorts for Berry. Several years ago, he was with the Browns as vice president of player personnel under then-executive vice president of football operations, Sashi Brown. And Berry obviously formed a bond with owner Jimmy Haslam.
The interesting thing about Jimmy Haslam, we've done a lot of our commentaries, we've taken a lot of shots at him. I will say this, when it comes to hiring and firing, either way, he's totally colorblind.
He's been quite diverse in his selections.
Since 2013, when he took full command of the franchise, they've had three minority head of football operations.
Berry, at just 32 years old, Haslam and the Browns must think he has something special.
It's like in football, there's almost a Stone Age mentality or tribal warfare. The two tribes are this, the old line football guys, you know, the guys with the stopwatches and the film room and the scouts. Then there's the new age, the analytics guys, the computer guys. My view was, why can't you have both? And my hope for the Browns is Andrew Berry actually has had a foot in both worlds.
Okay.
Granted, you sometimes lean in one direction or more the other, but it always seemed the Browns went way extremes. Ray Farmer, who was the first minority GM that Jimmy Haslam had, was total football. He was a former linebacker. He didn't like the numbers, didn't want to see the numbers much. Then, in true Browns fashion, they go totally the other way with Sashi Brown, the former salary cap expert, brings in all the analytics.
Mm-hmm.
And they frankly go, I think, too far in that direction.
Okay.
Then they fire Sashi Brown, John Dorsey, more football. So now we have Andrew Berry.
Okay, so this is the alignment that Jimmy Haslam's been talking about that he wants, right?
Right, and because, you see, the coach now has to go along with this, and the coach is Kevin Stefanski. Stefanski grew up with that kind of background, front office, and he's very comfortable with numbers. So the idea being, Paul DePodesta, former Harvard receiver, later baseball executive, one of the basically founders of sports analytics.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Andrew Berry, a foot in both worlds, and Stefanski, the coach, who, again, he played football at Penn. I mean, he was a pretty good player there. We need them all to play nice, Amanda.
Okay, and the next test will be the draft.
Yes. I will say this for Jimmy Haslam on this part, and again, on the minority hiring. He's been willing to look at things differently. His weakness has been when you try to upend something and go in a totally different direction, you just need more patience, and he's never been able to show that. No general manager for him has lasted more than 25 months. And I'll tell you right now, if they only give Andrew Berry 25 months, he's probably not going to give you the big turnaround that you want.
So this is a long-term hire.
It's got to be at least 3 years to get it better. The advantage these guys have coming in is last year was such a big disappointment and mess. You know, if they could turn around and go like 7-9 or 8-8, I think people are going to be a lot more receptive.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about a relatively quiet offseason for the Indians and what that means as spring training nears.